There may be three unavoidable realities to Arkansas life: death, taxes, and Razorback football. For this week's conversation with John Brummett, Roby Brock asked the Arkansas Democrat Gazette political writer about taxes and the latest football drama here on the Hill. Roby, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, began the discussion with a focus on tax reform work in the nation's capital.
Big potential this week in terms of a vote on a major tax bill in the U.S. Senate. What is your sense right now, if you had to put some small money on it? Because I don't think any of us would bet big money on anything that Washington may or may not do. Does the Senate get a tax bill out and it go to reconciliation, or do you think they fail?
I believe I sat in this chair last week and said, I bet before it's over they'll end up passing only the corporate tax cut. They'll take it from 35 to 20 or 22 and declare victory. And that would be a tax cut, and it would be Republicanish, and they could boast about it. This week, I'm persuaded by the words of Lindsey Graham, that great Republican philosopher from South Carolina,
right. Who
said, failing on reducing taxes, failing on cutting taxes is not a Republican option. That hiss, you know. We're going to, before Christmas, before the new year, we're going to cut somebody's taxes. And I'm now thinking it's going to be some heavily amended, nuanced version of what the Senate now has. Whether the individual mandate repeal stays in it, whether the treatment of small business changes, whether things are put in it to bring along a few more votes, I think there will be a generally comprehensive Republican tax bill that will pass before New Year's Day. They may have to work the week between Christmas and New Year's to get it done. But I think Lindsey Graham says it right. Republicans, come on, that's why they're there. They cut taxes, and they've got to do it. Right now, there are between the deficit hawks like Corcoran, Flake. Between Collins and the senator from Kansas who don't like the mandate,
right.
Between two very conservative, Johnson and one other guy from Montana, who don't like the idea that the corporate tax rate would be reduced, but small business people would still pay at individual rates passed through. They've got at least six I've mentioned right there, and they can only spare two.
Yeah, Murkowski seems like she's
Murkowski
on board now.
Murkowski got bought out with the drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge.
Right.
That's also on the tax bill. So we can see those.
Which we have an overabundance of oil in our supply right now. So some would argue
that may be unfair to her. She may truly believe the individual mandate is bad, but just for insurance.
Well, she had said earlier she wanted Alexander Murray bill passed before she would go with the individual mandate portion of it.
But
things change.
Things do change. So, which, by the way, is an important thing, this Alexander Murray bill, because if we do away with the individual mandate and the cost-sharing subsidies, we got absolute chaos in Bedlam, where an increment of chaos in Bedlam now exists in the health insurance market. So this is all very big. And we'll just, but I now think, come on, Republicans are going to find a way to get to 50 votes, because they got Pence.
They got Pence, yep. Let's turn our attention to Hogville.
Hogville, the website or the Razorback Nation?
The Razorback Nation, which is also, I think, a website, too. So I guess...
Is there now a Razorback Nation website?
There's
a lot of
stuff.
If not, we should start one.
Well,
go ahead.
There's no one really to keep you from, you know, using the image and all that stuff these days, too, with Jeff Long gone. Although the new athletic director, the interim athletic director...
She may get tough.
She may... All right, let's begin with this whole firing of the head coach. We saw Jeff Long terminated. Now we see Brett Bielema terminated. And I don't think anybody was not expecting that to happen. So what was your reaction to the way it all played out and some of the Twitter reaction to it? There's been a kind of a 50-50 divide on how well it was handled.
Yeah, I think the convention, there was this supposed truth that he, which was so powerful an image that everybody went with it, that they fired him on the sideline after the game. And well, that's just not right to do a man that way. That's just, and around the country, people saying, Bielema fired on the sidelines after the game. He wasn't. He was told that the athletic director needed to see him in an office inside, and where she told him that he was at that point, fired. So I get so frustrated with misstatements of what actually happened that permeate the popular culture, largely because of social media.
Because it goes quick, man.
It's out there, and you can't get it. You can't get it back once a few million have seen it. The criticism that he shouldn't have been fired that night, I dismiss. I mean, he's gone. He was planning a recruiting trip the next day. Let's not take that, Brett. You don't need to be trying to recruit. And also, you're not going to a bowl game. Some of these kids may disperse. They love you. You love them. Go. This is your best chance to have to meet with all of them or say goodbye. So let's just go ahead and tell the truth right now as to what's happening. I find that perfectly decisive and appropriate. Yeah. I have no problem with it. And many people do. Others are still thinking she fired him on the field, or they think it was all too brutal. I don't. What's the difference in that night and Monday, other than he's wasted a weekend on a recruiting trip because he's not really the coach? But this was a remarkable advancement in our culture that should be noted. A big, tough, oversized man football coach gets fired by a woman athletic director and she's only an interim woman athletic director, who then tells the press, I'll hire your new coach, thank you very much. And you got David Basil on Channel 7 on, I can't believe she said that. I wonder if Frank Broyles is turning over in his monument, you know, and it's set off this whole reaction, which is part gender, also part just the Razorback culture.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his column in today's paper is about the politics surrounding the change at the top of the Arkansas football realm. You can also read his columns at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from the conversation, including a brief description of John Brummett's junior high football career and more about tax reform at talkbusiness.net. Also there, a digest of the state's political and economic news. We have a website as well, ozarksatlarge.com, and another, KUAF.com, where, don't forget, you can find past editions of Ozarks at Large, as well as individual stories. And you can, for free, subscribe to Ozarks at Large as a podcast, so you can listen to us on your schedule. That can be done through services like iTunes and Stitcher.